Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Well, let's go ahead and take the men first. Joel, welcome to the show. Tell us a little about yourself.
Good morning, Johnny Dare. How are you?
Well,
I'm 29, single, and I got a couple sleeves at the house.
Mm-hmm. How do these guys seem to have these sleeves? I've never enjoyed them. I told you I had a poor experience with one.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriend went to one of those passion parties, came home, was like, we should try this. I'm like, sure, I'm game. Lubed it up, stretched it out, popped me in the head of my penis with it. Yeah, kind of really like this, and then it just slipped out of her hand, she said, and zipped me right in the urethra. I was like, and we're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with this. God. By the way, why am I doing this since my human sleeve seems to be next to me? I have a name, John. Shut up, human sleeve. Stop talking, human sleeve. All right, Joel, you're going to play. Stay right there. I got to get Scott on. Scott, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Johnny, I'm 31, been married for 7 years, got a rubber vagina at home.
She has a name.
Yeah, I got it when I ordered her a vibrator on the internet.
And
came with it.
Does she know you have one as well?
Oh, yeah, she knew it came with it.
And is she happy that you use it instead of her?
Yeah, I use them both.
Yeah, I know, but is she like, why don't you go find your other girl tonight?
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Stand right there. Scott's going to play. Joel's going to play. We got to get Nick on. Nick, welcome to the show. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah. I'm Nick. I'm 28. I have a lady friend. We have some dildos, some vibrators, some C-rings.
Mm-hmm.
This weird electric butt plug kind of looks like a pine cone. I haven't used that one yet. But
what in the hell do you do with an electric butt plug?
No idea. It was a free gift from the Adam and Eve.
Well, when you say it's electric, you mean it vibrates or it shocks you?
It vibrates. Okay. You like plug it into the wall. I don't know.
You plug it into the wall?
Yeah, it's got this weird like
power
charger.
No.
Oh my Christ.
No. See, here's my thought with that is I feel like that's the kind of thing like you shock it too much. You vibrate everything too much back there. You might lose control of it, and it all goes bad for you. You know what I'm talking about? Remember we used to joke about butt punching each other?
Yeah.
And stunning the butthole.
Yep.
We used to have a theory that if you punch someone in the anus hard enough, it would go slack and just release the contents.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I would urge you caution, my friend. Caution with the electric butt plug.
Jesus.
Nick, Scott. Joel, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the Cat in a Can Stroker from Topco Sales.
The Cat in a Can Stroker is made of soft cyber skin and has inner ribs for extra pleasure.
Its can-style holder lets you store her for use again and again.
Just pop the top, remove the stroker, and enjoy.
Now you can get it on hot and hardcore Cat in a Can style.
Fellas, can a brother tell you all about the Cat in a Can?
It is your standard cyber skin stroker.
It's open in for easy cleaning,
and it's phthalate free, which is important.
And according to Amazon user Dan,
this is the only masturbator I own, and while it does feel good, it is a little bit short.
And after like 5 uses, it started to tear at the opening, but I still use it.
The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
And Amazon user Flexstar gives it 5 stars.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm tired of these fake reviews. At first, I wasn't thrilled by it, but after trying different ways to grip it, it felt amazing.
And no problem if you're extra thick like me.
Oh, God, we get it, guys.
You're huge.
We
enormous.
Your junk can change the tide.
Such is the bat you're swinging that you pointed that coochie Babe Ruth style because you are all that is mad.
Which is why you're at home alone writing Amazon reviews about a rubber coochie.
You go, Big D Daddy.
It's the cat in a can stroker from Topco Sales, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
I do love the one I tore it a little bit. Sure you did, Captain.
You got to tell somebody.
I can stick my foot in that. All right, well, what would you bid for such an item that you could put your weenie in? Joel?
I would bid $21.99.
Joel says $21.99. What would you say, Scott?
$14.99.
And finally, Nick, what would you bid for Cat in the Can?
Oh, I'm going to go $27.99.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$16.99.
Oh, Scott, it's all yours, all yours. Woo-hoo. And didn't you have a rubber vagina already?
Yeah.
Look at that. Now you've got a cat in a can.
Yeah.
You're a two-fisted man.
You know, mix it up every now and then.
All right, there you go. Right, enjoy, Scott. Enjoy your summertime. All right. I'm sorry, Nick. You did not win today. Neither did you, Joel. But what do we have for consolation prizes for these fellas? Would you like to go see Styx and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts tonight?
Hell yeah.
Who said,
That sounds good. That sounds good.
All right. Let me try again. You guys would be like, you want to see Seether or Hailstorm?
Seether.
All right, you go see Seether. And you?
Hailstorm, hell yeah.
All right, there we go. There's the happy fellas I was looking for. They were like, sure, that'd be great, Grandma. Thanks for the sweater. I love it. You made it yourself, huh? Yeah, okay. Thank you. I want them to be disappointed. All right, we've got the ladies. I can see Kara, and I can see Shannon, I can see Christy. Kara, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 37, been married for 12 years, and I have a butt plug, a vibrator, let's see, I got some handcuffs, and a bullet. I got quite a bit of things.
And these are all your items that you wanted, or was these things he brought home? Did you want the handcuffs?
We both did.
Mm-hmm. And who gets, yeah. You handcuff him, or he handcuffs you?
Both.
See, I'm not letting a girl tie me up and handcuff me. Just not doing it. I feel like there's some latent hostility there. You what? How do you like being married for 12 years?
It's fine. It's great.
Let me just say this. If I heard a girl ask to describe my penis as fine, it's great, I'd be very hurt by that.
Super.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to almost 13, so yeah. It's great. No problem.
You're really going to have to part it up a bit. All right, Kara, you stay right there. Let's see if you win today. Shannon, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, good morning. My name is Shannon. I'm 28 years old. I've been with my husband for 12 years. Today is actually our 7th wedding anniversary, so I'm going to win me a toy.
You were 16. You met him when you were 16, and you've been married since you were 21?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Is he the only guy you've been with?
No, he's not. There wasn't very many beforehand.
I was like, how many, you didn't even hardly have time to bang a bunch of guys before you started him.
No, not at all. But at home, I have a few vibrators. Rabbit's the top runner. We have the Wee Vibe, which I really like. Great for couples.
Mm-hmm.
Several little bullets. Lots of little things. I love oils and tasty things.
And you, Shannon, what is it that he's trying to get you to do these days you haven't done yet? You've held back. Like another girl, anal, anything like that?
Oh, he would love to have another girl in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, like, if we're going to go there, then I get to go first with two guys.
Oh, yeah, well, you've effectively stopped that.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah, unless you're T, who would turn out his own wife to a garage sale.
Probably.
Dude, you have joke and poke your old lady.
Yeah, we all do different things.
Yes, we do.
Well,
yes, we do.
That's right. We have another girl waiting.
All right, well, Shannon. You're going to play as well. You stay right there. Kara, you stay right there. We have to meet Christy now. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Christy.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Let's see. I just turned 21. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years now, and I've got a vibrator. I've got a weird vibrating tongue thing, and pretty much anything's a toy if you use it right.
Right, right. Sure, sure. When you say anything's a toy if you use it, what have you been using that's not intended to be a toy?
Oh, well, one good example is, you know how robes have those things where you tie it around and to tie your robe tight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can use it as a gag, as a blinder. You can use it to tie somebody up. You can use it to choke somebody.
I love her. You know what, Christy, I applaud your imagination.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow. Is he tying it around your neck or are you tying it around his?
Oh, well, I love tying it around my neck, but sometimes I like to be the little dominatrix type of thing, and I like tying him up. It just makes me feel a little more powerful.
Wow. 21.
21 years
yep.
old. Just turned it.
Mm. Well done, Christy. Well done, Shannon. Of course, Kara, you all three know the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies, please listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is
the 14-inch Be Yours Double Dildo from Blush.
The Be Yours 14-inch Double Dildo is perfect for partner play, solo play, or double penetration.
It has realistic feel with just the right amount of firmness for a better-than-real experience.
And with 14 inches of total length and an inch and a half of width, this dildo is the perfect size.
It's double,
double
the pleasure, double,
double
the fun.
Ladies, let me tell you all about the Be Yours Double Dildo.
It is indeed double-ended.
So you can use it for partner play
or double penetration,
and this comes in a lovely shade of light brown,
so you can work through all your border wall fantasies.
La doble penetración es muy buena.
And depending on what opening you use, you could sound like this.
It's the Be Yours 14-inch double dildo from Blush,
and it can be yours, ladies.
Si el precio es correcto.
Wow, look at this.
Sweet Jesus Christ.
Look at that. That's quite a thing there.
Ooh.
That's a 14-inch double dildo. Let's just crack this thing open and see what we got here.
My goodness.
Oh my. This is quite an item.
It's like I'm spinning a baton.
Yeah.
Ow, damn, man. Oh, hey, stop.
It's brown like you like
stop.
It.
Come on, you like it.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Okay, there's no hair on it.
Yeah, stop. Come on, man.
Please lay it on your shoulder. This is what it's like to be a midget in prison.
Oh. Yeah.
Like it? Oh, no. You like it?
Ah.
Hold on, mommy like.
Hold on.
Oh,
here.
Oh.
Now the cameras are coming out.
I love it.
Bastard, stop. Why you guys can't be like this?
You guys have no idea how many cell phone pictures
are.
Oh my God. I have no idea what you do with this.
Enjoy
here,
that video.
What do you think, Nick?
Oh my God. Woo! Helicopter, woo! Take it back.
Wow. Wow. It's quite an item, ladies. I don't know if you have a double-headed dildo, or you have a friend to use it with, or you're just interested in only yourself. But Carol, what would you pay for such an item?
$24.99.
All right. Shannon?
I'm going to do $26.99.
And finally, Christy, what would you pay?
$28.99.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$22.99.
Well, everybody overbid, but it looks like Miss Kara is the winner. Now, Miss Kara, is this the kind of item that you think you're into?
Maybe. I'll have to find out.
Well, you've seen a double-headed dildo before, right? It's 14 inches long, and it looks like two penises joined at the bottom.
Yep.
All right. So, Kara, you wish to keep this?
I'll keep it.
All right, then. By the way, somebody just texted in. This is called a Czech mallet. Like, it's a Czechoslovakian mallet, so I don't know, but God bless. All right, Kara, you stay right there. Good luck with that. Shannon, Christy, sorry that you didn't win that.
Next time. There's better than life.
Listen, Shannon's quite perky, and Christy's only 21. And all right, listen, I don't want to disappoint you, ladies. What would you like, Seether, Hailstorm, or Styx?
Hailstorm.
Okay.
Are you talking in the bed or ticket-wise?
Jesus Christ, take the ticket, young lady. By the way, was that Shannon?
Yes. No, Christy.
Oh, Christy, you like chicks?
Oh, yeah.
Have you brought a chick home to your husband yet?
Well, see, the thing is, he had asked for it, and in the beginning, you know, I didn't want to share him, so I was like, no, and then I opened up to it. I was like, yeah, sure, let's bring a chicken, and then I found out it's actually really hard to bring a chicken to the bedroom.
Why? What do you mean?
Because they're all like,
no, I don't want to be a third wheel and blah, blah, blah. Or they live like 2 hours away.
Why don't you jump on one of those websites?
Which one?
I don't know. T101.
You got Adult Friend Finder. You've got...
Do not hesitate. You know everyone by heart. Adult Friend Finder. What else?
I'm trying...
FmyWifePlease.com.
Yeah, there's MILFsDownTheStreet.com.
MILFs Down the Street. MILFs Down the Street.
Yeah.
I didn't... That's so honest.
OffLife.com.
Is that real?
Yeah. No, it's real.
OffLife what?
It's MILF Down the Street.
And what was the next one?
Alt.com.
Alt.com.
Yeah, because that one's got the BDSM...
There's, of course, Tinder you guys could download. So, Christy, I feel like you should be able to find it. Are you in good shape? Are you a nice-looking girl?
Oh, yeah, we're both in real good shape.
And so it can't be hard for
you. Bumble, too, right?
Have you ever been to a swinger party or swinger club?
No, I haven't.
Oh, T. No. If T in any way reaches out to you, I want you to refuse his Facebook friend, if no matter what. You understand me?
Yes.
All right.
What?
No fishing from this pond.
I have.
Yeah, listen to that stutter. Christy, stay away from people like him. All right, hold on. Stay right there. All right, you guys are hooked up with whatever she wants. Shannon, listen, which would you like? Did you say you wanted to go see Hailstorm?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to get you in there. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. T,
what?
I saw your eyes light up.
No.
Yes, I did. When's the next swinger party for you?
For me, probably not until mid-August.
Well, that's a long ways away, buddy.
Why are you waiting?
Because I got a lot of stuff going on during.
You got a lot of parades.
Really,
to
during
in?
Saturday nights? Because they have them during the day during business hours.
Well, no, I mean I just got.
What's the truth?
Truth is that on Saturdays, I wind up just hanging out at the house because I'm busy all week and that stuff. So during the summer,
you're too tired to go bone. How old are you, fatty?
It's not that fast, so I just wanted to take time to relax and stay home and stuff, for the week.
So disappointing.
I'm sorry.
He used to be the grand pervert. Deviant, the degenerate I can count on.
Oh, Slayer.
I'm too tired on Saturday night to go bang a stranger.
Just go and hang out at the house and that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
Because it's like I got a lot of stuff, busy all week and everything.
Okay, Grandpa.
No, it's not like that. You know what? I am still the grand.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You can't be a poon slayer if you can't go out on Saturday. No.
It's got to be before 4:30.
Shut up, old woman.
There's no lubies of orgies.
No, I'm just saying,
might start an orgy at 4:30, please?
Something might pop up, but I'm not going to plan on anything until August.
What happened? You're not the poon slayer.
I am the poon slayer.
You're not.
I am too.
You're
Yeah, I am.
No mere man can keep count of all the poon that T-Bone slays. You know the ladies just can't get enough. They want the poon slayer inside. To be the best at sex must be so rough because of all. Poonslayer. He's the Poonslayer.
God, remember when he was the one.
I am still.
No.
You win.
Yes, I am.
You just said,
whatever.
I'm too tired on Saturday night to go out.
I'm planning.
There was a day when he'd go out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He didn't care. If you had a vagina and you were willing in any way to let him near it, he would be there every night. He would stay until the thing closed.
Do you remember
he
when T just owned stray ass? He'd come in and talk about it all day long.
I'm just too tired to go out and be a pervert.
I said,
in my day, I was a real poon slayer.
I'm saying, I'm planning. In mid-August, because that's when the dirty back-to-school night where girls will be dressed up in the dirty school girl dress and stuff like that. So that was a plan. Something might pop up. You don't know.
But you know what you sound like right now?
What?
You sound like the guy who says, I don't have a motorcycle because my wife won't let me. But I would.
I've slayed it. You have.
Yes, I know. That's right, Grandpa. Tell us about your past exploits.
You went from poon slayer to couch layer. You literally just defeated. What happened?
Well, I'm not defeated or anything. So I just
you were my hero.
I still am the hero. All right.
No.
I still am the hero.
Do you need to sit down?
No, I don't. Shut up.
Standing up during the show too much for you?
No. No, I'm good. You know what? Fine.
Listen, I just remember when you were just an amazing guy.
You know what? I'll dazzle you then. Fine. You know what?
I don't even think you like vagina anymore.
Shut up, Nikki.
You're gonna send up telling other young perverts. Like, you're going to, like, find out that they're swingers, too. And you're like, let me tell you about how I used to do it back in the good old days.
Back in my day.
We used to go crazy. Not like you kids today with your FaceTiming.
Your fancy phone.
You know, your digital ease. My God.
I used to flip through my magazines.
We didn't even have roofies back then. We used to have to use ether.
It's funny because it's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.